Across the globe, drug-resistant bacteria and viruses are emerging at an alarming rate, a new report from the World Health Organization warns. Michael Clagg, dean of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, reviews the data.
The numbers in all in these reports are small, but they're very concerning. For example, in E. coli, countries in the African region that reported that somewhere between a quarter to a third of all isolates are resistant to third-generation cephalosporins. In the European region, it varies from 3 to 43, but substantial effects. HIV resistance is also worrisome.
Clagg warns that pharmaceutical company development of new drugs for infectious diseases is sadly lacking.
We need to figure out, as we did for vaccines, ways to create a market where drug companies can have a return on investment. That's reasonable.
Clagg says we can all help by not insisting upon antibiotics when they're not indicated. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.